Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting second. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Smith. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimm. Moore scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. High reaches second base with a double. Welsh moves to third. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier takes first base on ball four. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Welsh scores. High moves to third. Vernier moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Braves. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hartnett. High scores. Vernier moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernier scores. Brown moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Braves. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bancroft. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Bancroft steals second. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-0 in the game. Richborg hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Braves. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft misplays the ball. That's an error on Bancroft. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. High settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Braves. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Beck reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. Root goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Joe Genewich now pitching. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. High hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. High reaches second base with a double. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High scores. It's 5-4, Braves. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernier. The throw from Hartnett and he is out. Cooney applying the tag. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. the Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gene Witch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hagen is hit by the pitch. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Root. Moore moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive towards short. Cooney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Welsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. High hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fernier hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Root hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first, with Genewich covering, for the out. Beck moves to second. two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Hagen reaches second base with a double. Bancroft moves to third. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0 for 1 in the game. Genewich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bancroft scores. Hagen scores. It's 7-4, Braves. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fournier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Braves. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 3 in the game. Welsh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Braves. Luther Roy now pitching. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. High takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. High moves to second. 1 out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. High scores. It's 9-5, Braves. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Hagen hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Genewich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Hethcott pinch hits for Luther Roy. Cliff Hethcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. High settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Beck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Beck reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich can't make a play. That's a base hit. Beck moves to third. Woody English pinch runs for Jimmy Cooney. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck scores. English moves to third. It's 9-6, Braves. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 6. The Braves will come to bat. Woody English now playing shortstop. Jim Brilhart now pitching. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brilhart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-3 in the game. Richborg strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Welsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. High hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frey Gaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on High. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Jim Brillhart. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 6. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Osborne now pitching. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fournier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brown bunts towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. Fournier moves to second. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bancroft strikes out. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Hagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Hagen reaches second base with a double. Fournier scores. It's 10-6, Braves. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Genewich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Beck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh, who is chasing the ball. Beck reaches third base with a triple. Pete Scott pinch hits for Woody English. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beck tags and scores. One out. It's 10-7, Braves. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Braves. George Mogridge now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Fournier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.